O Ali, if it was not for you, it would have been impossible to distinguish the true believers from hypocrites. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. Kufa was the city in which Imam Ali established the seat of his caliphate from. His house in which he lived in after his refusal to live in a palace as the ruler of the Islamic Empire is still standing. It was in this city, on the Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Power, the night the Quran descended onto humanity, that Imam Ali's spirit ascended to the heavens. He met his martyrdom through being struck on his head with a poisonous sword whilst in prostration to his Lord. The exact area in which the Imam was in prostration is still marked and visited by millions of pilgrims throughout the year. The city of Kufa is also the resting place of various companions of the Ahlul Bayt, or family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Maitham Tamar, the date seller, was prophesied by Holy Prophet Muhammad himself to become one of the closest companions of Imam Ali. Ali recognized him when he first met him as a slave, though Maitham ended up departing this world as the freest of men. A short time before the event of Karbala, Maitham Tamar was taken prisoner by Ubaydullah, son of Ziyad, in the city of Kufa, the city which Imam Ali told Maitham would be the place that he would meet his fate. Martyrdom for the sake of his love for Imam Ali. And so too, another prophecy came true, as Ubaydullah ordered the killing of the defiant Maitham. However, as they crucified him on the very tree he spent his life watering, Maitham would not stop singing the praises of Imam Ali. For this reason, Maitham's tongue was cut out before his death. Such is the honor of the men of God, those who sacrificed all they had for the sake of the Ahlul Bayt. Even if their bodies were to be broken, their spirits could never be. Maitham Tamar's grave now resides a short walk away from the great mosque of Kufa and the grave of the cousin of Imam Hussein, Muslim, son of Aqil. Muslim, son of Aqil, was sent by Imam Hussein to Kufa in response to the various amounts of letters the Imam received from the people who resided there, some say 12,000. In the beginning, the people rose in the presence of Muslim, and it seemed as though a revolution was inevitable. However, in times of hardship, those who deem themselves to be men of God are scarce. Muslim entered the mosque in Kufa to pray the evening prayers with an army of men behind him, numbering thousands. Though when he was finished, he turned to find there was no longer anyone in the mosque but himself. The people had deserted him once Ubaydullah, son of Ziyad, had come to Kufa and struck fear into their hearts. Muslim, son of Aqil, was now alone, deserted in a city with barely any support, though all that concerned him was how to get the message back to Imam Hussein and warn him not to make his way to Kufa. As the night darkened, Muslim would seek safe haven in an old woman's house before he was called out by Ubaydullah's forces. He answered the call to battle alone, fiercely fighting his way towards an honorable death that his master, Hussein, would be proud of. Muslim was eventually overpowered and taken to Ubaydullah, where he was executed by being thrown from the top of his palace, though all that lay on Muslim's mind was what awaited Imam Hussein. To visit Kufa before visiting Karbala is a traditional venture, for you begin where the first martyrdom of Imam Hussein's caravan took place, as well as where the captives of his caravan were taken after the event of Karbala. Lady Zainab, Imam Hussein's sister, and Imam Sajjad, the fourth Imam and only surviving son of Imam Hussein, were taken into the palace of Ubaydullah as prisoners. In the same city in which Lady Zainab was once the respected daughter of the Caliph and ruler of the Muslim Empire, she was now a prisoner, meant to be humiliated by the cheers of the people who watched on. Those cheers soon turned into tears, and the faces were saddened. Through her eloquently defiant speech in front of the tyrant, Ubaydullah, with fury, she set the basis of the movement which aimed to avenge Imam Hussein's martyrdom. Mukhtar Thaqafi, the avenger and answerer to that call, is buried next to Muslim, son of Aqil. He could not be by Imam Hussein's side in Karbala due to being imprisoned in Kufa. And so, after his release, he was the one whom, after the event of Karbala occurred, was a leader in a revolution that sought to exact revenge upon the killers of Imam Hussein. He hunted the main perpetrators of Karbala one by one before he himself took over from Ubaydullah, son of Ziyad, as the governor of Kufa. Another coup took place soon after for the seat of governor, which led to Mukhtar's fateful end. He remains an example of great valor throughout the ages. These companions, as well as others, all rest within Kufa's soil. As well as the city being host to various historical events, most notably, an area within the Kufa Mosque being the resting place of Noah's Ark. Several sites within the mosque are attributed to the visitations of Prophet Adam, Prophet Ibrahim, and the seal of prophethood, Muhammad. With Kufa having such a rich amount of accounts concerning the prophets of history, as well as the city that the first Imam established his divine rule from, it is befitting that the prophecy tells us that Kufa will also be the city in which the 12th and final Imam and Saviour of mankind, Imam Mahdi, will establish the government that will bring peace and salvation to the world from. The French philosopher Henri Corbin states that, "I believe that Shi'ism is the only school which has preserved forever the link of the divine guidance between God and the creatures and has kept alive the rule of the divine authority. I believe that all religions pursue a fact, but it is only the Shia school which has preserved this fact, believing that this characteristic remains forever between the human and divine world." In taking the lessons from the companions of the first Imam, who are buried in Kufa, we have the guidelines set out for us how to be the companions of the final Imam, who will establish peace from Kufa. To be like Maytham and follow our Imam wherever he may go, to trust in his words wholeheartedly and to sacrifice our entire being for him, to be like Muslim and be constantly in the Imam's remembrance, as the one who is in love cannot relinquish from his mind the beloved, to be like Mukhtar and fight whether with sword, tongue or heart all who may harm the Imam or his divine mission. In visiting them and following their guidelines, we are linked to the Imam, and therefore we are forever linked to the divine world.